Live in the studio, Mama and Papa Crockett, and something that's been a bit of a tradition on my show. Every Halloween, we hear ghost stories. We've heard them every year for, I don't know, 5 years. And everybody always asks me, these stories, they've become a thing of where people now either, they hear them for the first time, but everybody wants to know, are they true? Did they really happen? And the most, they're all your stories.
They
really.
Are true.
The Wolfman.
True, the Wolfman.
Because people swear, one, they hear the Wolfman or the Jersey Devil. We don't know what it
was. We don't know what it was, but it was something in the Jersey woods.
A man covered in fur and yellow eyes.
Yellow eyes. With two giant black dogs.
Now, there was the chain that rattled that Mom could hear sometimes, then...
Yes, there was a ghost in our house in Haddon Heights, that and house, I could hear the chain rattling at night.
And the fish tank that talked. Now, did you ever hear the fish tank talk?
No, I never heard it talk.
Yes, it did.
I questioned that one.
I got up many a night.
I think there was some bourbon involved in that.
Hear the fish tank.
Now, the last one, do you remember the night Nick's ventriloquist dummy came to life?
Well, I don't remember when it came to life, but he claims it did and was sitting there looking at him.
Do you remember running into his room that night?
I remember going into his room, yes, because it was scary. I didn't want to buy them things in the first place. They were creepy. And they told, we got to have them. We got to have them. So they got them at Christmas.
Because that was right around the time. So me and my brother Nick always shared a bedroom. We had bunk beds.
Yes.
And right around this time, you got rid of the bunk beds. You let Nick have his own bed. And you pushed me into my own bed by myself.
Right.
Shortly after this, the ventriloquist dummy came to life. Mm. And I remember laying in that bed. I didn't like laying in the bed by myself to begin with. I liked having my brother. And I remember hearing Nick screaming in the room. And you two running down there. I'm asking, what's going on? You just stay in your, your room. I'm thinking, oh, this is great.
Yeah, his brother's getting in trouble.
We had spirits in that house. There were spirits in that house.
It was a historical house. It had historical value.
Now, what was the scariest thing that ever happened to you in the house?
The chain. But I got to tell you, them dolls didn't last long. They ended up going in the trash after that night. Them ventriloquist dolls. I thought, no, you're not going to come along in the middle of the night and walk in my bedroom and kill me. No, they went right in the trash after that.
How about you? What was the scariest thing in the house?
It was the talking fish tank.
Nick does swear that the fish tank did talk.
It talked. And I'd get to the room, and it would stop talking. It was talking in a foreign language, in tongues.
Oh,
and I'd get up and go down the hall, and as soon as I got there, it stopped. But it was talking.
Stopped. Because you realized you would have been drinking. Hey, how about that singing fish we had on our wall? That thing used to creep me out, too.
Big Mouth Billy or
bass,
something.
Bass Mouth. What? That thing used to freak me. I was scary, too. That went in the trash, too. You couldn't even look at it out of the corner of your eye to see if it was looking at you, and it'd start singing. Trash.